Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I do want to thank you so much for gathering us together to look at you, to consider you this morning. Lord, we must confess there's so much we have not experienced or known of you, and we're always in awe and wonder when we come to know more of you and see more of you. So, Lord, I pray that that would be so this morning. Amen. I must admit, beginning of the week, this message, which had been on my heart for about 4 months, I was beginning to wonder if I should speak it. I said, Lord, this message is way too militant. This message is harsh. I don't think I should share it. Then Brother Kenny, Wednesday night, talked about militant prayer. It's not about prayer, but the message I have is about, it's about the Lord. And then this morning we sang a song, Rejoice, the Lord is King. And verse 4 says, He sits at God's right hand till all his foes submit and bow to his command and fall beneath his feet. Lift up your voice. Lift up your heart. Rejoice again, I say, rejoice. And then the Lord setting his face like flint, like Bobby said this morning. That was so encouraging. It's really neat to see how the Lord gives you little encouraging signs along the way. Yes, it's okay. And I heard the bird out there saying, it's okay, it's okay. So... the whole time, so I was encouraged. It doesn't take much to get encouraged sometimes. Hey, you use it when you need it, that's for sure. All right. In Isaiah chapter 12, verse 2, it says, Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and song. He also has become my salvation. And I think just about everyone, has sensed the growing surge, wave against God's people, against us. And Isaiah says, what time I am afraid. So Isaiah, there was times in his life too where fear was, the situation was getting pretty rough. And this is a prophet who knew the Lord. I mean, one of the greatest prophets that's ever been. He said, what time I am afraid, I'm not going to be afraid. I'm going to trust in the Lord. So this verse is actually a direct quote almost from the section that we'll be looking at this morning. This morning we'll be considering the Song of Moses. Now, the Song of Moses is the first song that's recorded in God's Word. Also, it's mentioned in the last song that's recorded in God's Word, which is Revelation 15. So Exodus 15 and Revelation 15, both of these songs are recorded for us. And Moses' name is mentioned in the last song. And they sang the Song of Moses and of the Lamb. So that the song they sang, the theme of it was sung then in Exodus 15, right after the great triumph of the Lord in the Red Sea. So there's some similarities in both of these songs. Both were sung by huge choirs. Both were sung with harps, and both are sung about the Lord Jesus. There's some eternal themes in the song. There's a lot of first mentions in the Song of Moses, and we will consider one of those this morning. So I want you to know this morning will be short and brief and to the point so you can get out of here. I know it's hard in the mask. So will you please, and I'll be reading a lot of scriptures unapologetically, and you can look them up and read along with me or just listen as you will. So turn to Exodus chapter 14. We'll look at a few verses first. 14:4 and 14:14. 14:4, thus I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and he will chase after them. And the Lord says this, and I will be honored through Pharaoh and all his army, and the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord. Verse 14, the Lord will fight for you while you keep silent. You know the story. They were in bondage for about 430 years, and the Lord delivered them. He redeemed them with his own blood. And now they're on their way to the promised land, but the Lord had a plan, a purpose. He said, I'm going to show and honor my name. I'm going to show the world, the nations around, how powerful and mighty I am, so that my name may be exalted. And so the Lord got them right by the Red Sea. And the Lord, Pharaoh heard about it, and his army was roused up. And the Lord said he hardened Pharaoh's heart so that Pharaoh would come and attack God's people. And the Lord said, so that my name will be honored and glorified, I'm going to let this happen to you. I'm going to let them come. And the people started complaining. Why is this happening? This is not good. Complain, complain. And the Lord said, be quiet. Be silent. Just watch me. I'm going to fight for you. And there's just a few lessons right before we get started that I found so encouraging. Many things that happen in our lives are, it's not about us. It's about the Lord exalting his name. Whether it's in our own personal lives, the life of the church, the situations in the world, it's all about him and his name. A brother mentioned it Wednesday night. Lord, I don't know what else to say except it's about your name, that your name be exalted. And that's the way we are today. And so many times in our prayers, in our concerns about the situation, I believe the Lord would have us sometimes just be silent, sit back and watch and see what he's going to do. So I was really encouraged with that. So let's turn to the next chapter, and we'll read 15, 1 through 21. Then Moses and the sons of Israel sang this song to the Lord and said, pay special attention to verses 3, 6, and 9. That's what we'll be sharing on today. I will sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. The horse and its rider he has hurled into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. This is my God, and I will praise him, my Father's God, and I will exalt him. Verse 3. The Lord is a warrior. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his army he cast into the sea, and the choices of his officers are drowned in the Red Sea. The deeps cover them. They went down into the depths like a stone. Verse 6, your right hand, O Lord, is majestic in power. Your right hand, O Lord, shatters the enemy. And in the greatness of your excellence, you overthrow those who rise up against you. You send forth your burning anger, and it consumes them as chaff. At the blast of your nostrils, the waters were piled up. The flowing waters stood up like a heap. The deeps were congealed in the heart of the sea. Verse 9. The enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil. My desire shall be gratified against them. I will draw out my sword, and my hand will destroy them. But the Lord blew with your wind, the sea covered them, they sank like lead in the mighty waters. Who is like you among the gods, O Lord? Who is like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in praises, working wonders? You stretched out your right hand, the earth swallowed them, In your loving kindness, you have led the people whom you have redeemed. In your strength, you have guided them to your holy habitation. The peoples have heard, they tremble, anguish has gripped the inhabitants of Philistia. Then the chiefs of Edom were dismayed, the leaders of Moab trembling grips them. All the inhabitants of Canaan have melted away. Terror and dread fell upon them. By the greatness of your arm, they are motionless as stone. Until your people pass over, O Lord, until the people pass over whom you have purchased. You will bring them and plant them in the mountain of your inheritance, the place, O Lord, which you have made for your dwelling, the sanctuary, O Lord, which your hands have established. The Lord shall reign forever and ever. 21. And Miriam answered them, sing unto the Lord, for he is highly exalted. The horse and its rider he has hurled into the sea. This morning I want you to consider the Lord is a warrior. The Lord is a warrior. I want to ask you, how does this sit with you? You like that? The Lord is a warrior? You know, when you think of that, that's quite a statement. The Lord is a warrior. I don't know if when I was growing up or just saw it in church. It might have been in Sunday school. There's a picture of the Lord that's nice, flowing brown hair, soft eyes, looks really peaceful. And, you know, growing up, that was the picture I had of the Lord. And also as a shepherd, he had a lamb and really nice, kind person. And, you know, the Lord is a warrior. It should have been, I don't know, a much more militant face. you know, the Lord with a sword and a spear going out as a warrior. Of course, we know the Lord is kind and gentle, but the Lord also is a warrior. What do you think of when you say someone is a warrior? Well, a warrior goes to war. A warrior fights. A warrior doesn't sit back when the battle's raging. He goes out and he fights. A warrior uses weapons. We're going to be reading some scriptures where I think you'll see all of these things. But just in your mind's eye, a warrior uses weapons. He's aggressive. He wants to win. And he's not, if you're meeting a warrior in battle, that warrior's not going to say, just go in peace. It's either kill or be killed. It's a battle. It's waging war. A warrior wars. It's all about defeating the enemy to a warrior. Killing and destruction are part of the warrior's, that's what he does. It's violence. It's battle. It's a struggle. It's hardness. It's iron strength. It's a face like flint. A warrior's not a coward, but he's courageous. Honor, loyalty to the king, valor, those are words you associate with a warrior. A warrior is trained to know war. That's what he's about. And a warrior fights to win victory. Our Lord is a warrior. Now, I must say, I have found so much encouragement in that one phrase alone. It's almost as if if the Lord could just put that on our hearts, what does it mean that the Lord's a warrior? We could sit down and but you know, it's all that's rising up in the world right now. I know the Lord wants me to know your God, your Lord Jesus, is a warrior. He will fight for you. Let's look at some scriptures. Psalm 24:8. Who is the King of glory? You'll know many of these scriptures. Who is the King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. Isaiah 66, 15 through 16. For behold, the Lord will come in fire, and his chariots like the whirlwind, to render his anger with fury and his rebuke with the flames of fire. For the Lord will execute judgment by fire and by his sword on all flesh, and those slain by the Lord will be many. Our Lord's a terrible warrior. By terrible, I mean terrifying. Jeremiah 50, 25. The Lord has opened his armory and has brought forth the weapons of his indignation. Zechariah 14, 3. Then the Lord will go forth and fight against the nations as when he fights on a day of battle. Woe to the nation whom the Lord fights. Psalm 7, 12 and 13. If a man does not repent, the Lord will sharpen his sword. He has bent his bow and made it ready. He has prepared for himself deadly weapons. He makes his arrows fiery shafts. I'd love for all of you to turn to Habakkuk chapter 3. We'll read 1 through 15. Our Lord is a warrior. If nothing else this morning, get that. 3, 1 through 15. A prayer of Habakkuk the prophet according to Shigonoth. Lord, I have heard the report about you, and I fear. O Lord, revive your work in the midst of years. In the midst of years, make it known. In wrath, remember mercy. God comes from Teman, and the Holy One from Mount Paran. His splendor covers the heavens, and the earth is full of his praise. His radiance is like the sunlight, and he has rays flashing from his hand, and there is the hiding of his power. Before him, that's before the Lord, goes pestilence, and plague comes after him. He stood and surveyed the earth. He looked and startled the nations. Yes, the perpetual mountains were shattered. The ancient hills collapsed. His ways are everlasting. Verse 8, the Lord raged against the rivers, or was your anger against the rivers, or was your wrath against the sea? You have rode on your horses and on your chariots of salvation. Your bow was made bare, and the rods of chastisement were sworn. You cleaved the earth with rivers. The mountains saw you and quaked. The downpour of waters swept by. The deep uttered from its voice. It lifted high its hands. Sun and moon stood in their places. They went away at the light of your arrows, at the radiance of your gleaming spear. In indignation, you marched through the earth. In anger, you trampled the nations. You went forth for the salvation of your people, for the salvation of your anointed. You struck the head of the house of the evil, to lay him open from thigh to neck. You pierced with his own spears the head of his throngs. They stormed in to scatter us. Their exultation was like those who devour the oppressed in secret. You trampled on the sea with your horses in the surge of many waters. I think, well, we could agree with Habakkuk. Lord, I have heard the report about you, and I fear. And then one last reference, which I imagine is pretty much all of our favorites, Revelation chapter 19. Through 21. All this is to show us that the Lord is a warrior. By the way, I don't know the chronology, how you look at Revelation, but this is right after the song sung once again in 15, the Song of Moses. And you can see the theme of the Lord is a warrior all through Scripture. I just hit a few of the verses, but all through Scripture, the Lord is presented as a warrior. And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. And he who sat on it is called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he judges and wages war. His eyes are a flame of fire, and on his head are many diadems. And he has a name written on him which no one knows except himself. He is clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which are in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, were following him on white horses. And from his mouth comes a sharp sword, so that with it he may strike down the nations. And he will rule them with a rod of iron, and he treads the winepress of the fierce wrath of God the Almighty. And on his robe and on his thigh he has a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Then I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried out with a loud voice, saying to all the birds which fly in mid-heaven, come, assemble for the great supper of God, so that you may eat the flesh of kings and the flesh of commanders and the flesh of mighty men and the flesh of horses and those who sit on them and the flesh of all men, both free men and slaves and small and great. And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth with their armies assembled to make war against him who sat on the horse and against his army. The beast was seized with him and the false prophet who performed the signs in his presence, by which he deceived those who had received the mark of the beast and those who worshipped his image. And these were thrown alive into the lake of fire, which burns with brimstone. And the rest were killed with the sword that came from the mouth of him who sat on the horse. And all the birds were filled with their flesh. You know, when you read it all together, it's pretty fearful. But this is our God, our Lord, who fights for us. Isn't that an amazing thing? When the Lord fights for us, for his church, for his people, for his redeemed, he doesn't give quarter. He's not about losing. He's about winning. Mighty are his weapons. He can go against nations, against anything in this world, the spirit of Marxism, the whatever puny things man will have or cause to be raised up against himself. The Lord is strong and mighty and can deliver his people. The Lord is a warrior. Back in Exodus 15, I would you to turn to look at verse 6. Verse 6, your right hand, O Lord, is majestic in power. Your right hand, O Lord, shatters the enemy. That first phrase, your right hand, O Lord, is majestic in power. I believe that comes from the position that the Lord occupies as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And his right hand is majestic in power. Some wonderful verses. Ephesians 1:20, when he raised him from the dead, he seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places. Hebrews 8, he has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens. And Jesus said of himself, you will see the Son of Man sitting in the right hand of power. The right hand of the Lord is majestic. It's kingly because he sits at the right hand of the Father. That's the one who fights for us. And I love this next one. Your right hand, O Lord, shatters the enemy. And well, it might from what we just read about the power of the Lord, but the right hand of the Lord shatters the enemy. This shatter is like pottery that's lifted up and thrown against the ground, and it just bursts into a million pieces. It's a violent act of shattering. You know, the Lord blew with his nostrils and blew the waters up, and the picture is when the enemy came through, the Lord crashed the waves down on them and shattered them, broke them. It was a violent, warlike thing that our God did for his people, his redeemed ones. The Lord shatters the enemy. As I was meditating on this, it seemed to me to be a really personal thing with our God, that he shatters the enemy. You know, it's with his right hand. He blew with his nostrils. His wrath is there. His anger is there at those who would come against his people. You know, I believe the Lord is a warrior for us. And I have something I want to just inquire of you about. What do you think of this? Do you like this militancy of our Lord? You know, the Lord is militant against his enemies. But for us, there's nothing but loving kindness. But for the enemies of God, there's nothing but warfare. In Ephesians 6, and this is, I'm beginning to think in Ephesians 6 in a new light. It's just because this Lord, our Lord Jesus, is a warrior, and we are to be strong in his might. It's the might of a warrior. It's the might of a Lord who battles, who knows how to win. We're to stand in his strength and in his might. And if you think about all the armor that we have of the Lord to put on, this is the Lord's armor. This is Christ himself that we put on. But I'd always thought about it as Christ as a shepherd. But I'm beginning to think maybe it's Christ the warrior, our Lord Jesus, who is a warrior. And we begin to wrestle not, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We wrestle with the life of Christ that's the warrior. The Lord is a warrior. We all know who the enemy is. The enemy is that which rises up against the Lord. And I want to conclude with the last verse. There are six things that the enemy says he wanted to do, which he did not accomplish. And I want to read each one and then say a little word about it. And then I would love if you would repeat with me when I say, and the Lord says, I would like for you to say, the Lord is a warrior. Your right hand, O Lord, is majestic in power. Your right hand, O Lord, shatters the enemy. Can y'all do that with me? You got it? Thank you. Lead out. If you got it, lead out. 9:1, the enemy said, I will pursue. You know, there's many times you feel like you're being pursued by the enemy. It's almost like the children of Israel. You can see the army coming. You can hear the horses and the chariots. But we're to say, the Lord is a warrior. Your right hand, O Lord, is majestic in power. Your right hand, O Lord, shatters the enemy. The pursuit of the enemy will be shattered. His second thing is he will overtake. He says, I will overtake. Is that what it says? You know, there's a fear. The fear is that he who hates us will win, will overtake us, and will take possession. We know it's not true, but the fear can rise up that the situation is so bad, the enemy is going to overtake us. And when that happens, we're to say, the Lord is a warrior. Your right hand, O Lord, is majestic in power. Your right hand, O Lord, shatters the enemy. When the enemy tries to overtake, the Lord will shatter it. The third thing the enemy plans is, I will divide the spoil. It's like the enemy says, I'm going to take all that you have. I'm going to strip it from you. It'll be spoil for me. All that you have in Christ, your family, all the good things God's done, it will be taken away and stripped from you. That's what the enemy wants to do. But you know, when that feeling comes on you, I would that you would say, the Lord is a warrior. Your right hand, O Lord, is majestic in power. Your right hand, O Lord, shatters the enemy. And not to give too much credit, I'll just put the last three together. I don't want to give too much credit to the enemy, but his desire, he says, will be gratified against them. He says, I will draw out my sword and my hand will destroy them. He wants to destroy us. But we should say, the Lord is a warrior. Your right hand, O Lord, is majestic in power. Your right hand, O Lord, shatters the enemy. Brothers and sisters, I say we rejoice in the Lord, our warrior today. No matter what comes in the next months and years, our Lord will fight for us. His right hand is majestic. His right hand shatters the enemy that comes against us. Praise the Lord. Lord, we just bless your name this morning. We say, great is our God. The horse and rider you have hurled into the sea. Amen.